الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نفسا لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به ولكن ما استقم ولكن أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به ولكن Respected elders and friends, firstly we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us in such a gathering that we have some fikr for our Islam. Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatum used to say, he used to say, ye mil baitne ko khanimat samjho, ye mil baitne ko mabada ye waqt aaye ke na aaye. That we should value such moments and such gatherings where we meet for such reasons, to make our islah, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fix our lives up, because we don't know if we will get this opportunity again. As the Shah Kim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah mentions in one of his ashar, Dosto sunlo ae mere dasta, ek din fir nahi honge dunya mein hum. That, oh my friends, listen to the pain of my heart. One day we will not be in this dunya. Then we will regret and say we should have listened at that time. We should have attended that gathering. We should have gone to such and such pious person. We got these opportunities. These opportunities are in front of us. It is just for us to take. How much we open our hearts, that's how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in our hearts. We live in such times that our iman is attacked all the time. Directly, indirectly, inwardly, outwardly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. The most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. And the most disgraced places, the most hated places in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the shopping places. So we should re-look and revisit our heart, do some soul searching. See that where do we feel comfort? When we sit in a masjid, do we feel like we're a fish in a water, or do we feel like a bird in a cage? Do we feel that we just need to read our salah, we last in, first out? What is our attitude in life? How do we look at things when something happens to us in our day-to-day life? We are sitting at home and something happens, a child breaks a cup or a glass falls. What is our immediate reaction? Do we read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Or what comes on our tongue? Generally, when something happens, Allah forbid, we meet up in an accident, or we knock a pothole, or a tire burst, and the first thing that comes on our tongue, what's the first thing? Generally, most of us have a swearing word. We all know what happened, or what's that word that comes on our tongue. Is that the word, or Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Ya Rabbi sallimna. What comes on our tongue? What happens when that angel of death comes suddenly? What will come on our tongue? So we have to re-look and revisit our iman. The attacks of our iman is daily. We go in the shopping places, our iman is attacked. We go in schools, is directly attacking the iman of our children. It is stealing the iman of our children. This is no place to send our children. This place steals the whole child's mind from us. They steal our whole child from us. They just leave your child with your body. The soul and the heart of the child no more belongs to you. The child will not even have respect for you. If we look at Surah Luqman, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam advised his children to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. And he taught his children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervened and Allah ta'ala said that respect your parents. So if we teach our children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will teach, Allah ta'ala will make the children respect you. On the contrary, we think we are helping their children. We are sending them to schools. We are sending them to these wrong places. Then that same child will be a curse for you. That same child will be a difficulty in your life. You will think that I spent so much money, I invested so much in this child, that you invest so much in the child from the child is born from that Montessori, 12 years, 13 years, you can build an empire for the child. The amount of money you invest just on the school fees, forget the uniform and forget all the extra murals and whatever it is, just the school fees, you can build an empire for the child. Have you saved that money or you give some of that money in sadaqah, how much will you build for your akhirat? So if we teach in our children the wrong education, today our iman is attacked in every way. There are different isms that come into. Then you get the Shias, they will attack, and they attack the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We should remember that if we have any doubt in our iman, then we are out of the fold of Islam. Then it is just shaitan sits on the heart, like how a mosquito sits, and he puts his needle and he just puts a doubt. And once that doubt comes and we build on that doubt, then our iman is at stake. It doesn't have to be a yaqeeni thing. We just have to have this question in our mind. Is this right? Is this, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make such and such thing? One pious person, we must have heard the story. One person was buried in Medina Munawwara. And after being buried, normally the custom in Medina Munawwara, because there are so many people passing away and there isn't enough space, they re-dig up the qabr. So when they re-dug this person's qabr, they found a French woman buried in this qabr. And so it happened that there was someone, a doctor there from France, that recognized this girl, and he said that this girl accepted Islam when we were there and she was buried in France. We know where she was buried exactly. So they dug up that cover there in France and they found this person's body there. And what was the condition when they found out that he just after he used to meet with his wife and have relations, he just used to say, if only we never had to make ghusl, like how the other religions don't have to make ghusl. Just on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. So we should never ever question anything of deen. Deen is something divine. Today, with the lifestyles we are living, with the screen in front of us, children do not have imagination. People do not have an imagination. We cannot think something is ghaib, because the screen is in front of you, so your imagination is controlled just by what is in front of you. When you think of a garden, you think of something you saw. You cannot imagine. If we look at the fuqaha, rahimahullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them high stages, they could imagine and make farzi masail, hypothetical masail, which never occurred in their time. They never even think of such a thing to occur in their time. But today we are benefiting from that. Because they had an imagination, they never had screens in front of us. So it is very important that we protect our children, we protect our families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. To save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam. We take it for granted that our iman, we take iman, we all got iman. We're sitting in the masjid. But just that mere doubt must come in the heart and that iman is at stake. We don't know what are we going to face. We can be dressed with beard, kurta, we can even be an alim. But our iman is got a doubt, then we are in great fear. In this surah that we all know, Suratul Kafirun, the surah is full of tawheed and it frees, it shows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is freeing himself from shirk and misguidance. And the reason the surah was revealed was the mushrikeen of Makkah came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since seeing you are so hard on your deen, and you don't want to compromise in any way, why don't you for 1 year worship our God, and in 1 year we will worship your Allah? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma'ad Allah an nushrika billahi shay'a, or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us that we make any form of shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they came in another way. They said, okay, don't make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just put your hand over your idols. Just condone our idols. You don't have to condemn our idols. Just condone our idols. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah revealed, the surah Mufassirun explained it. Allah says, قُلْ, to show that Allah is saying, this is not from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, O kafirun, O disbelievers, Allah termed them as the kuffar. So we have to see where our loyalties lie. Our loyalties are with them, our loyalties with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, with the believers. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, that I will never ever worship what you are worshipping. Wala antum aabiduna ma a'bud, and nor will you worship what I am worshipping. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ, and I will never ever worship what you are worshipping. This is emphasis for Allah's Mufassirun explained that the one ayat is explaining, presently I will never worship, and the other one is explaining, in future I will never ever worship what you are worshipping. And at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. For you is your deen, for me is my deen. You go your way, I go my way. I got nothing to do with you. I don't have anything. If you want to discuss with me, we discuss and you accept Islam. Alright, you go your way and I go my way. Mufassirun explain also that in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows in this surah, Allah shows a complete difference between what we are worshipping, between the ma'bud, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows a complete difference in the ibadat, our way of worship. That we have a pure way of worshipping. We worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime. The mushrikun of Makkah had 360 idols around the Kaaba. And they should have one idol for every day. If they need something, we can turn to Allah at any time. We make sajda in front of Allah. Our way of worshipping and our being who we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is different from you. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows there is no compromise whatsoever. We cannot condone other religions and say that also is right. If we just believe that this person is so good, he did so much for humanity, he did so much for this country, maybe he will go to Jannah. We know he passed away as a kafir. A kafir will never ever go to Jannah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. He will remain in there forever and ever and ever. Just to understand, we are sitting in madrasa explaining to the students that the day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years long. Can we imagine what is 50,000 years? If you work out 50,000 years, in our minds, is 18 million days. Will we ever, anyone in this, can fathom 18 million days? No person in this world lives such a long life. That will be the day of Qiyamah. And the life of Akhirat is خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah explains that if this whole world is filled with seeds, and one bird comes every year and takes one seed, can we imagine when the seeds will get finished? We can try and imagine, we think the seeds will never get finished. But eventually the seeds will get finished. But the Akhirat will never come to an end. So we should never ever have this doubt. This kuffar will go to Jahannam forever and ever. And Jannah is a place, it is not an imaginary thing. It is not something we've seen on the screen. It is not a dream. We are going to be in Jannah physically. When we sit with students, when you sit with people at Go universities, the aqidah is so messed up that you worry, is this person going to Jannah? So the attack on our iman is a very dangerous thing. At the expense of our dunya, at the expense of few rents, just last 2-3 weeks ago, a student passed away. He was in matric, and he was going to some expensive school. So I was discussing with the students in madrasa, and I'm telling the students, I'm saying that look how much they invested in this boy for school. And did that school benefit him in any way in this dunya? No, it did not benefit him. Because he never made it to the university, he never did anything with it. But had he invested the same money in akhirat, it would definitely benefit him. So our dini knowledge will benefit us in this dunya, it will benefit us in the akhirat. So we should see carefully what we give our children. There are a few prescriptions for the protection of our iman. As the Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, that one is adhan. When the adhan goes, we have complete respect for the adhan, and we reply to the adhan, and we read the dua after adhan. The dua of wasila after adhan is a dua that will help us to get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another simple prescription that we can, a cheap prescription that we can all, we all want to clean our teeth, we all worry of toothbrush and toothpaste, but if we use the miswak is a means for our iman to be protected and a means of our entry into Jannah. If we read the dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, on a daily basis, try and read it after every salah, or whenever, at least once a day, read this dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect our iman. And a very simple and easy thing is the company of our pious. I take great enjoyment in mentioning this. Hazrat Mullah Mazhar Sahib rahimullah used to mention, Damat Barakatum used to always mention, he said, don't take this company of the pious very lightly. He said, you might be sitting in a company of the pious and you see no change happening in me. A child is growing up and he looks in a mirror and every time he thinks I'm the same. But he can't see the change that's happening in him. He is growing up, he became from a baby, he's growing up, he's growing. Auntie comes after a few months, say, oh, you've gone so tall. He thinks, no, I'm the same. But we don't know what is happening into us. He say that the company of the pious has one of two benefits. Either a person gains perfection in this dunya, or the second benefit is before maut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. So sit in the company of the pious, there is definitely 100% benefit. And a person will gain from these pious people. These people are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Durood Sharif, if we read Durood Sharif on a daily basis, a person who reads 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning and 10 times Durood Sharif in the evening, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that my intercession will benefit him on the day of Qiyamah. How long will it take to read 10 times sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let us all read it now. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doesn't take more than 20 seconds to read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times. So teach this to our children, teach it to everyone, and this will protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to protect our iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to save ourselves and save our families from the fire of Jahannam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.